With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. official says Russian leader Vladimir Putin agreed the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee somewhat resembling NATO's collective defense mandate. That as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says President Trump must use sanctions against Vladimir Putin as leverage, not currency.
Any relief should be phased, conditional, and reversible. And I know Mr. Trump fully appreciates that. He's the chief of tariffs, and he's got the attention of the Chinese and the Indians, which are the two major buyers of Russian energy, which, of course, is keeping the Russian economy going.
Three Republican-led states are deploying hundreds of members of their National Guard to Washington, D.C. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Governors in West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina announced they're sending troops from their states to assist the Trump administration's takeover of the District of Columbia's police department. As many as 750 additional National Guard members will join their counterparts in Washington. Last week, President Trump activated the D.C. National Guard to aid local law enforcement in what the White House calls an effort to crack down on crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say rescue teams have recovered dozens of bodies from the rubble of collapsed homes in a northwestern Pakistan area, bringing the death toll to at least 274. Authorities defended their response to the flooding and said they did not need any foreign help at this point. Two firefighters have been killed in Portugal when a fire truck skidded off the road and plunged down an embankment. This is SRN News. Well, marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. Mufid Al-Qaidar was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag. Officials say no one was hurt. An official does say the shooting was emblematic of the anti-Semitic violence today. This is SRN News. Hurricane Erin, now a Category 3 storm as it moves between Bermuda and the United States.
Hurricane Erin pummeling some Caribbean islands with high winds, heavy rain, dangerous surf, and life-threatening rip currents. It's the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025 reaching Category 5 strength before weakening to a Cat 3. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch.
Still a major hurricane. 125 mile per hour winds, and the intensity has been fluctuating. It could easily re-strengthen.
Tropical storm warnings on Sunday for Turks and Caicos. I'm Julie Walker.
Explosion at U.S. Steel's Pittsburgh area plant reigniting debate about the possible future there. That plant, though, does have quite a history of accidents and fines and raising concerns about safety and maintenance. More details at srnnews.com.